and got a side door back where they came in from the side. They didn't come in from the front.
Yes.
They had a separate entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And they come right on up the stairs, went on up to the balcony.
What, I wanted to ask you about the type of land you had here. What type of land you got?
Well, we have the clay soil, you know, most because in the hills, you know, of course, we have some bottom land scattered around. That's loamy and sandy, you know.
Yeah.
Did you tell him the idea for raising sweet potatoes?
How then?
You tell him the idea for sweet potatoes?
It's kind of wore out for a while after Red was dressed up for the sweet potatoes, but during World War II, we were rated, this parish was rated as having, now just what quality it was, I don't know, the best quality sweet potatoes was in the nation.
Have you got that real kind of black soil?
No.
No, it's not. Most of ours is red, you know. Red clay like in the hills, and of course in the bottoms, it's generally in the lowland around these streams, you know, and one thing or another is.
Yeah.
And some places it's clammy. You take down where I was raised, the old house where I was raised in.
Yeah.
Was sitting right on top of a hill. Well, it was a bigger hill than this. Really and truly from Thompson Creek, from the creek, what some people call it a river, but then when it got up, it was a river. But the house that, I don't ring it, 50 yards from the bluff, you see, from the hollows.
Yes.
Where it went down to the this 90, in other words, a 90-foot lift. How come me to know about it? My father raised rice and about the how high it was.
Yes, sir.
He pumped the water from this Thompson Creek stream to flood the rice with, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, maybe you do and maybe you don't. I don't know about rice, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know a little about it.
Well, you have to flood it, or either you can cultivate it, you have to cultivate it, but then flood it, keep down the grasses and things out of it. And it'll grow in water where a lot of other things won't grow in it.
The land he grew that rice on, what was it like?
Well, it was a little bit different from this. It's kind of a...
Is it buckshot land?
Well, yes. Some of it would be buckshot land-like, and some of it would be this old black, mucky clay-like. It wasn't a gumbo.
Yeah.
But it was... It was a push curtain to it, I reckon, or something like that, in those terms.
Uh-huh.
But then it'd be low places all around, and we have it all around through this country here now. That I could take you down there and show you some of it.
Yeah, down here by your in the back part of your land, you've got a what running through there? You got a
straight. Valley-like and through there, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, if the watershed's open, that's just a ditch, you know, and gets further on down it gets, the deeper it gets. And there's a bench that runs on into this creek that I'm talking about, big stream, Thompson Creek. Of course, water don't run on there only when it rains, you know.